Fighters, it's time for the Thursday Q&A episode here on the Contractor Fight Podcast. We take your questions and we answer them here on the show. Send your questions to help@thecontractorfight.com with the subject line podcast to get your questions in front of us. Tom and I will pick the questions that are the most relevant to the people here in the fight. You guys rock. Let's do this.
Fighters, if you want to make more money, it all starts with raising your gross profit. You could sell millions, but if you ain't keeping enough of the money, you're screwed. That's why we have our 50% bidding sheet for you. If you head to thecontractorfight.com/50, we'll show you how to bid your projects at a 50% gross profit so that you're not undercharging for the high value work that you bring. So if you want to make more money, go to thecontractorfight.com/50. All right, fighters, welcome to the Q&A episode. What's up, Dan?
I'm doing fantastic, Tom.
Other than a mild concussion and a dislocated ring finger?
Yeah, little things, bygones. Yeah. Other than having extremely short-term memory and being in nearly blinding pain, I'm feeling great.
Yeah, and we'll let you tell that story another day. Let's just say it involved a bathtub. And yes. And as we already discussed, zero alcohol, which makes it even sadder. Hamer.
Yeah. Yeah. Losing a fight to a one-man fight to a bathtub.
That's right. I still have to tell the story how I shit my pants on a podcast once. But anyway, somebody driving right now, just what? Yeah,
exactly.
We got a couple questions here we're going to dig into for Q&A. Clark in the free Facebook group asked, how do you mitigate customers hovering over the crew during the workday?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
This is one of my biggest pet peeves that you have to work around. Years ago, I literally had a guy pull a folding chair out of the trunk of his car and post up in the front yard and sit there and watch my guys work. It was insane. I remember the phone calls that they were getting, I got during that time. And ever since then, I've made it very clear with people that they need to stay out of our workspace and let us do our work.
How did you make it very clear?
I just politely told them that through examples of dogs running through paint trays and tracking paint around and other things, children coming in and dragging their hands across freshly painted walls, that we just need to have our own space for not only our worker safety, but just for the quality of the work. And inside, it's easy. You throw some zip walls up and your customer goes away, especially if you use opaque plastic. Outside, you just let them know that, get the clear expectations, you let them know what's going to happen, and you kind of get in front of what their concerns may be, why they feel like they need to watch you. And usually they start to understand.
Yeah, I knew one guy that told people, if you watch, we charge you more. So
was that you? No,
it wasn't me. But it's funny, my uncle many, many years ago, he's a painter, predominantly new construction, custom homes for one builder for like 40 years, had a great relationship. I think he's still working with him. I know he is. Anyway, they had like tape on the garage door because they were priming this 3,000 something square foot house. He had a 3,000 PSI sprayer. And that's a lot of power shooting PVA all over the house. And it's pretty nasty and stuff like that. And so prime, back roll, finish coat, ceilings and closets, all that new construction shit, right? Well, the owner of the house, she ignored the tape that said, don't come in. And dude, he was squeezing the trigger at the corner of a wall coming down right as she came around, and half of the fan pattern, head to toe, sprayed her on her awesome face all the way down to her feet with PVA. And so we would tell that story to people that were hanging around the job site, like, hey, you probably don't want to be around here because, you know, you're going to get...
That'd be a great social post if you could catch that on video.
That would have been awesome. But here's the other thing. You know, it's a delicate thing because it's a liability thing in some ways, depending on where they're at. But it's also their home, their property, and they can sit in their fucking yard and watch if they want, right? So I just think this is I've always handled it in a playful way. You got to address it like early on. Like, hey, listen, I remember one guy, I pulled him aside and I said, say his name is Dan. I'm like, Dan, you got a minute? He's like, yeah. I'm like, listen, I get that you're excited to get this project done and you want to see what's going on and this and that. but we're less efficient. And my guys are puckered up when you're sitting here watching their every move.
Right.
Like, right. This is just not what we do. Like, you, of course, you have every right to be here at your house, but is there something you're hoping to see or learn? You know, so I turned it back around on him. I said, because it's making everybody kind of a little nervous, like they're being judged every little second.
Right.
And I went third party and I said, I don't know about you, but you know, if you go to work and somebody's looking over your shoulder every day, it's kind of uncomfortable, right? Yeah. And he acknowledged it and he was great about it. He's like, no, I work from home and I'm bored and I have nothing to do. So that's also why I stopped. This guy wasn't retired, but I actually didn't like working with retired people because they have too much fucking time on their hands to nitpick.
Agreed. So. And that's where like technology, like company cam or just shooting videos and photos. Mm-hmm. To your customer throughout the day, which is something we started to adapt, is more just so I stopped my phone wasn't ringing every night with what's happening. It's like we have all we need in our hands all day now to keep our customers informed. And so right. You can say the things you said, there's always safety issues and things like that, but use the tools we've got just to, like we always say, control the narrative by providing the information before they start dreaming about what's going on.
Fighters, Megan wrote in and she said, we use Nice Job. You can link it directly to your social media, website, Google page, etc. They send an email or text and all the customer has to do is open it up, choose a star rating and write anything they choose. It's super easy and user friendly. If you're struggling getting reviews, which will in turn help you get more high profit work, then go to thecontractorfight.com/nicejob and sign up today.
All right, this is kind of in line with the last one. Justin in the free group asked, how do you deal with customers' unrealistic expectations besides walking away? And he goes on to share, like, they were doing this excavating project and there was a bunch of rain. And then, you know, it's a super long question, but let's just talk generalities because we've all had those people, right? They have unrealistic expectations, whether it's budget, whether it's the quality of the work being done, or I remember I had a guy that was like, he couldn't understand why we were cutting in first and not rolling first, like something as stupid as that, right? And I know the painters listening to this, you know, some are probably on that fence going, yeah, we'd roll first, then we'd cut, or well, you know what, we were taught and just brought up to we'd cut, then we'd roll, then we'd cut, then we'd roll. Or you do a double cut and you do a roll or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But I remember this one customer is like, that's not the way you do it. And I think he saw it on fucking Bob Vila or something. Some guy did it the opposite way or whatever it was. So how do you handle somebody like that?
Well, before I get in those situations, and then I eventually evolved to the point where I make sure I know all those expectations before I accept the job from somebody. And, you know, early on, I think a lot of contractors, they're so hungry to get the sale that they're just all rainbows and sunshine during the sales process, just trying to get that deposit check and get the job booked. And they don't dig in enough on what the customer's looking for and what it's going to be like when you actually fucking show up and do the work. So the best way to avoid that situation is just to drill down and be crystal clear before you even take a dollar from these people, because they have no leverage over you at that point, and get those expectations. Not only understand them through conversation, but then have them listed within the work order in the contract. So that one, they feel heard, and two, that you've got documentation that this is what was discussed and agreed upon.
I remind people that you hired us. We're the pros. This is what we do. We've got hundreds of reviews. We've got do hundreds of jobs a year, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, I get those technical know-it-all things still. And it's just, you know what? Judge us on the finished product. Whether you start digging a hole from the left side or the right side, doesn't matter. It's still the same fucking hole.
Yeah. All right. Good shit. All right. Well, that's all I got today.
All right.
For this episode.
Banger episode.
a couple of customer expectation questions, basically. So, guys, listen, you are in control. I want to, this is a big theme of mine lately. Some of the things I'm reading right now and just working on is just a reminder that, you know, it's no good to run a business if you're not in control, right? And you can't let people knock you around and disrespect all the experience that you have and things like that. And like you said, Dan, you know, judge us on our final product here.
I see the same post too. And there's seemingly a lot of chaos going on in people's lives right now. And it's just got to slow down a little bit, like me not going to the bathroom, taking a header into a freaking tub, and just make sure things are lined up the way they need to be before you jump into a project. Because it's hard to, you know, when you're sliding down hill in the avalanche to control where you're going.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, guys, control is everything. You are in control. I even, maybe this, hopefully this makes sense too, like judge us on the final product. I would do that with our crews too. I would set our expectations, like job needs to be done on time and on budget, great experience for the client, safe environment, all those other things that we require as a company. But you guys do the project how you want to do the project. I trust you, right? A lot of guys, I know, kind of stepping over the boundary here of what our topics were, but like a lot of guys can't figure out why they can't keep people, right? And a lot of them, you guys are micromanaging and sending a message that you don't respect the experience people have.
Right.
You know, doing it. And again, if it's ethical, if it's safe, if it gets us to the final outcome, I don't give a shit how we do it. I really don't. Yeah. So anyway,
I'm with you.
All right. Well, good stuff, man. Good catching up, guys. Send your questions to helpthecontractorfight.com. If you have a question for the show, we super appreciate you hanging out with us here today. And give us a review, share it with another contractor. And don't forget to get to Mile High Profit Summit. Go to thecontractorfight.com and you'll just see it there. Who knows, by the time this comes out, it'll probably be close to being sold out because early bird's almost over here by the end of May. Last day of May 2022 is early bird pricing is expiring. And that's usually when we sell the thing out, the whole event on that day. So appreciate you guys. Dan, you rock. See you later.
Yep.
Hey, fighters, hopefully you got some value today from the Q&A episode, and that you learned something that you can apply in your business. If you have a question, send an email to help@thecontractorfight.com. And in the subject line, put the word podcast and we will get that question. We'll answer it on air for you. And also don't forget to share this with another contractor. Give us a review on iTunes, wherever you listen to this. Super appreciate you hanging out with us here today. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out.